Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Analysts are saying a couple of days after the leaders of North Korea and South Korea met for a summit along their shared border, the emotional, memorial, memorable, and even funny scenes from their times together are both a bitter reminder of the Korea's seven decades of division and an insight into the mysterious character of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kim became the first North Korean leader to set foot on South Korean land since the Korean War in the early 1950s, when he stepped into the south side of the border village of Panmunjom to meet with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in. The two have agreed to work toward a nuclear-free Korean peninsula and to do better in their communications. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson reacted.
I'm very encouraged by what's happening. I don't think that anybody looking at the history of North Korea's plans to develop a nuclear weapon would want to be over-optimistic at this point, but it is clearly good news.
Meantime, President Trump told a political rally in Michigan Saturday that he expected his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would take place in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Mr. Trump said three possible sites are being considered for the much-anticipated summit. After making his diplomatic debut in Brussels at the NATO Foreign Ministers meeting, the new U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived Saturday in Saudi Arabia on the first stop of a swing through the Middle East. Prime Minister of Singapore has said a trade dispute between the United States and China is one of the most pressing problems for the Southeast Asian region and for ASEAN. This is VOA News.